No, it's exciting kasi we also have a Viber group for all our pastors and staff, and it's so encouraging to know that even before the fasting ends, we're already hearing answered prayers. I mean, breakthroughs. How many of you here, meron na kayong breakthrough this week pa lang, okay? I mean, God is faithful, and we're excited because we know the Bible says this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He will hear us. And we are going to have what we ask of Him. That's our confidence. Our confidence is not in the kind of fasting that we went through. You know, our confidence is not the amount of time that we spent in the Word during the fast. Our confidence is in the promises of God. And He promised that if we pray according to His will, He will hear us. I'll go directly to the Word. I want to share a short word. Romans chapter 4, verse 18 to 21. And I believe this is a message for us as we believe God for breakthroughs this 2018. Because some breakthroughs would come almost instantly, but some of the breakthroughs we're praying to God, it will happen by over time as we pray, as we persevere, and we're going to see the answer of God come to pass. In Romans chapter 4, verse 18 to 21, it says, "Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, 'So shall your offspring be.' Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised." Very quickly, three lessons we can glean from the story of Abraham about receiving our breakthroughs. Three lessons we can learn from his journey of faith as we believe for our own breakthrough. First one is, if we want breakthroughs, we have to face the fact. If we want to experience our breakthroughs, we need to face the fact. And, you know, if we want real breakthroughs, we need to face real issues. If you want experience real breakthroughs, you need to face your real issues. You know, one of the fights I had with my wife, nag-aaway din kami every 3 years. So, ibig sabihin, mga 3 times pa lang kami in our entire married life. But during one of our fights as a couple, I was praying to God. Sabi ko, "Lord, please convict my wife because she's wrong." Like, "Oh, please change her." So I was very convinced. So I was praying to God. And then I also went to one couple to talk about the situation so I can have a better understanding and know exactly what to do. So nagpipray ako mga ilang araw na. No? Tapos kinausap ko sila. And then I told them what happened. I told them the situation. And after the talk, one thing became clear to me. I was wrong again. And she was right, just like most of the time. Ang hirap, no? Laging tama yung girls. So, you know, I realized I was praying to God. Ang prayer ko kay Lord, "Lord, change her," not realizing that it's me whom God wants to change. You know, sometimes breakthroughs starts within us before we see it manifest around us. Because God wants to change us, not just our situation or our circumstance. And I was believing for breakthrough in our marriage, but I was focused on God, wanting God to change my wife, but I was not asking God, "Lord, what is it that you're also teaching to me concerning this situation?" And when I acknowledge that, buti na lang may grace the Lord, no, when I admit that to my wife and I ask for forgiveness, and the result was she became more in love with me. And I became more in love with her. My breakthrough. So I realized if we want real breakthroughs, we need to face real issues. And sometimes, you know, what we see is just the fruits. If we want lasting change, we need to deal with the roots. And that's what we need to pray. Whatever situation that we're in or whatever breakthrough that we are believing God for, we need to ask God, "Lord, give me insights so that I can go beyond the surface and see what's beneath. And maybe what is it that you're trying to change?" And the Bible says Abraham faced the fact that his body was as good as dead. Abraham's situation, the Bible says he was old, his wife was barren, and they were as good as dead. That's why the Bible says, against all hope. Dead meaning there's nothing you can do anymore. There's no way your situation will change, as good as dead. And maybe that describes your situation today. Maybe there's no way you were told there's no way you can have a child. Maybe you were told there's no way you can be healed, or there's no way you can recover financially, or maybe you cannot continue your study because your parents can no longer support you financially, or maybe you're single and you were told you will not be happily married anymore. How many singles are here today and you're not agreeing with that declaration? Okay, how many of you here, you have faith, amen. You know, Abraham found himself in that situation, but he did not become a hopeless person. You know why? Because he have a word from God. He have a word from God. Sabi niya, I mean, this is the reality. I'm facing the fact. But still, against all hope, in hope, he believed that his situation will change. You know why? Because he have a word from God. And second lesson we can learn from the life of Abraham, if we want breakthrough, not only to face the fact, but to trust the word. We need to trust the word. We may realize it or not, but we make most of our decisions using our five senses. Using what we see, what we hear, what we taste, what we touch, or what we smell. And from these nerves relay the signals to the brain, which process and interprets the information which results to decision. So whatever we see, whatever we hear, whatever we can feel, whatever we can smell or touch, we make decision out of it. We make decisions using our five senses. Can I request everyone to close your eyes, please, very shortly? Close your eyes. No one cheating, please. Close your eyes and please raise your hand if you believe that I'm here in front. Raise your hand quickly. Open your eyes. You made that choice because you can hear my voice. But what I want to show you is that our sensors are limited. If we only rely on our five senses in making decision, there's a big chance we're going to make a lot of wrong decision. Because our sensors are limited, we need something more reliable. And that is the word faith. The Bible says, we will walk by faith and not by sight. God's word is more reliable than what we can see or what we can hear or what we can feel. God's word is the final authority for what we believe and how we live. Faith is not denying reality. It's acknowledging that there's something more real, and that's the word of God. So I'm not denying that, yes, I am sick. I'm not denying that, yes, I have debts. Yes, I'm not denying that I have problem with my relationship. No, I'm not denying that, but at the same time, I have a word from God. And that's what I'm choosing to believe. Faith is not denying reality. It's acknowledging that there's something more real. And that's the word of God. And this year, we are making a decision that we are not going to allow our current reality to shape what will happen in our life this year. We are going to allow God's word to determine how our year is going to be. Amen. That's what I'm going to confess, and that's what I'm going to believe. The word is the final authority for what I believe and how I live. You know, when I was just starting to preach, I don't know what I'm doing. Well, sometimes hanggang ngayon naman. I just go up, bahala ka na, Lord. I don't know a lot of things about the Bible. I have no previous background or training. But the reason I preach is because the Bible says, go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them. God has called me to teach. The Bible says, preach the word in season or out of season. God has called me to preach his word. And the Bible says, and I will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on me, and I will be his witness in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Yes, my current reality is I don't know how to speak. I don't know a lot about the Bible. I have no previous training, but the Bible says I will receive power and I will be an effective witness. And little by little, as I keep on preaching, keep declaring that word, I see people getting saved. The Bible determines what's true for us. You know, faith is like driving. How many of you here, you're driving to work? Or nagda-drive kayo minsan? You know, faith is like driving. You know, when I drive, I don't exactly know how every part of the car is working together to make sure the car will run. All I know is that if I start the engine and step on the gas, that car will drive me and bring me to my destination. I just do that every time. I have no time to look at, really understand first, but some people, that's what they do. I can't believe because I cannot understand. But we don't realize many of the things we do in our daily life, we just do it even though we don't understand it completely. We use our laptop, our phone, our ATM, the bank, the microwave, but really we don't really fully understand how these things work. We just believe that they work. But when it comes to the spirit in our walk with God, sometimes we make this this demand that, Lord, I want to understand first before I believe, but that doesn't work. The Bible says, blessed are those who believe. Some people said, to see is to believe. No, sabi ni Lord, you want to be blessed? Believe and you will see. Faith is like driving. I don't know how God will do it. I don't know when God will answer my prayers. All I know is that God is able to do whatever He promised to me. Our God is able. How many of you believe God is able? And last thing, first one, if we want breakthroughs, we have to face the fact, we have to trust the Word, and we have to hold on no matter what. We need to hold on no matter what. You know, the Bible says that when God was narrating the story of Abraham and giving us a summary of his journey, God said that Abraham did not waver through unbelief. He was not weakened in the faith. In fact, his faith was made stronger. But if you read Genesis, you will realize that in different stage of Abram's life, it seemed like he wavered. If you study his life, parang Lord, it's not making any sense. Because if you read this story, there were times he was weakened in the faith. But when God gave a summary of his life, God gave a different narrative. God looked at his journey differently. In God's eyes, yes, Abraham struggled, but his struggle did not make his faith weaker. In fact, his struggle made his faith stronger. And faith is not the absence of struggle. In fact, God uses our struggles to make our faith stronger. And sometimes the enemy would lie to us, pag nag-struggle tayo, sasabihin niya, you're not a man or a woman of God. You see, you're failing. See, you're not faithful. See, you're not serious with your walk with God. And we're loaded with condemnation. We're loaded with guilt and shame. And we wonder, Lord, when am I going to be a man or a woman of faith? But the truth is, your struggle is not a proof that your faith is failing. It's the proof that your faith is working. Because when you are struggling to obey, it's when you are battling with doubt. It's when you are struggling to pray or to give or to forgive, but you do it anyway. That's when our faith begins to grow. Faith is not the absence of struggle. In fact, God uses our struggle to make our faith stronger. You know, people who go to the gym and exercise, obviously not me. Babalik pala ako sa gym this Saturday. Annual tradition. But people who go to the gym and exercise would tell you that after they go to gym, every time they work out, after the workout, they feel healthier and stronger and better. Pagkatapos nilang tumakbo, pawis na pawis, magbuhat, pagod na pagod. Nag-gym na ba kayo? Di ba sa gym, di ba? Parang yung mga tao doon, parang, come on, grind. May mga sumisigaw pa, di ba? Yung first time ko sa gym, wala sa condition eh. Walang exercise. Pinapabuhat ako yung maliliit. Sabi ko, grabe, nakaka-insulto to. Liit oh. Pero after ilang repetitions oh, mga second set, sakit pala. Gusto ko sumigaw. Iya lang ako. Kasi yung mga sumisigaw, yung malalaki eh. Talo, whoa! 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 Tapos ako dito, whoa! Whoa! Hirap. So hindi ako makasigaw. Pare, boring to. Wag na to. Lipat na. But after the workout, you might think, ay, pagod na yan. Hindi na yung makakatrabaho. But surprisingly, after the workout, they feel more alive when they go back to work. It's actually the people who just sit down the whole day in front of the computer doing nothing who feel sick and weak most of the time. If we only obey God when we feel like obeying Him, we will never grow in our faith. Because faith is not a feeling, it's a decision to trust God no matter what. You know, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 as I end. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Even the Apostle Paul acknowledged the struggle. as a Christian, you and I will face struggle. This year, you know, we are in faith. We are very high spiritually. But after the fasting, we go back to your work, to your school, to our family. And we're going to believe God. We're going to continually pray. And this year, you know, we're in faith that God will do amazing things. But the truth is, we're also going to face challenges. There's going to be a struggle. And Paul said, for our struggle, we will all struggle. But here's the key. But our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, authorities, powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood. Whatever breakthrough we're believing for, it's spiritual in nature. And before we see something in the natural, we need to fight in the spiritual. That's why we pray. That's why we start the year seeking God, prayer and fasting, and declaring God's will over our lives, believing for breakthroughs. I don't know what you're believing for this year. I don't know how complicated your situation is. But one thing I know, the God we serve is able to do more than what we could ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. And I believe one result of this prayer and fasting is God giving us the spiritual power we need. As we go through this year and whatever we face, we will be able to rise above our situation and believe God for our breakthroughs. Amen? Amen. Let's give the Lord a big hand. Let's just all stand up. Let's just pray right now. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the power that is at work within us. Father, we declare that you are able, Lord God. Lord, nothing is impossible with you. With man, our situation is impossible. But with you, God, everything is possible. Lord, you are able to restore broken relationships. Lord, you are able to heal the sick. Lord, you are able to set free those who are in captivity, Lord God. Lord, you are able to give us freedom. Whatever it is that we're believing for. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for assuring us, oh Father God. And Lord, our prayer is that in the process of us believing for our breakthroughs, I pray that we will not only know you better, but that you will be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.